Welcome to episode 465 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Lindsay and George. And we're excited to welcome another Outlander agent, Robin. Yay! Hi, Robin.
Thank you.
Welcome. All right. Adventures by Disney is well known for their amazing itineraries and in-depth experiences in the countries they visit. Alma Waterways is a luxury cruise line that takes you to the heart of the destination. Put these two together and you know you're in for a magical experience. Recently, Robin and her husband were able to cruise the Danube with Adventures by Disney, and she's here to tell us about it. So let's get started. Robin, you went to Adventures by Disney and Alma Waterways all in one trip. So let's talk about it. I love this.
It was the best trip we've ever taken.
Oh, really?
It was amazing.
I should have fought your husband for that one because... I know whenever you said you were like giving him first dibs, I'm like, yeah, he's taking it because he loves Disney so much. So talk about, was this the first river cruise for you too?
Yes. First river cruise. First time in all the countries we went to.
Nice.
And first time Adventures by Disney. So it was just amazing.
So where did you go? You flew to Munich?
So we flew to Munich. We got in a few days early. And nice. Then we met the adventure guides at the hotel that they use, one of the hotels they use for people who want to go in beforehand. And from the beginning, we get there and they're taking care of us already. They took our luggage. They told us to sit down, you know, relax, talk to people. So we talked to some of the other people. There are people that were on here that had been on 9 ABDs.
Wow.
People that had been on, you know, cruised all of the waterways that Adventures by Disney does. Others who've just been on a lot of land and cruise ones. It was amazing.
Yeah, they get good feedback. People return to do those again. Yeah.
Yeah. I totally get it. And my husband even said that we are going to save to go and do another one in a few years because he's hooked.
Nice. So whenever people think of river cruising, they don't really think of families. So can you Correct. Talk a little bit about why Adventures by Disney would do this?
So it's interesting. I spoke with the adventure guides all like separately asking them questions. I also spoke with the cruise manager and I asked her what the difference is between the Adventures by Disney and the regular river cruise since I had never been on one. And she said as soon as they launched their deal with Disney, they started building new ships that had adjoining cabins because you have families and they're going to want adjoining cabins. Mm-hmm. There were a bunch of adult onlys. There were parents with younger kids, parents with older kids, parents with adult kids. The adventure guides make it. I mean, they just make it so much different than the regular one. When you go on an AMA cruise, there's normally no kid things to do.
Right.
They would do things with the kids most evenings. They had a pajama party. They had a, there was the pajama party. They actually put like, not really marker, but almost like makeup on one of the guys' faces and made him up. It was hysterical. They were just like big kids, the adventure guys. It was two guys and two women. And when I was talking to the cruise manager, she said, normally they have more options for tours when they go without Disney. They usually have two options when they go with Disney. and they're both, kids could go on either of them.
Okay.
Whereas, you know, a kid can go on AMA Waterways, but there's nothing specific for them to do as kids. It's right. just a river cruise. And a lot of kids would be bored by it, just because there's no kids things to do.
Right. So, and it's usually a much older crowd too, normally.
Yeah. I mean, there were, these people said they've gone on some, it was two adults. They were retired. Their kids had kids, and they'd been on 9 or 10 of these, and they said they love them. They've tried all the other brands. They've tried Talc. They've tried a few others, but they love Disney. And that was the other thing. A lot of them were DVC members, and they're like, we can't believe that people aren't a DVC member and they're on this. Like, they love Disney.
Interesting.
But yeah, it was so much fun, and it was so, personally, it was good for me because of my limited palate, because they had kid stuff on the menu.
So you could have your chicken fingers and your cheeseburger.
Yeah. I had some pizza. One night they had like chicken soup as an appetizer. Mm-hmm. It was great.
So what was the age range of the kids?
So the age range of the kids, the youngest one was probably about 5. There was a few of them that were like between 5 and 7, and they could have been older. My kids are older, so it's hard for me to tell them. Yeah. And then there was a bunch of teenagers and a few, adult children. But the majority, I would say, probably were between 7 and 12.
Okay. So talk about where you went, some of the stuff you saw.
So what we did was we left from Munich, and they transferred us to Wilhelmshaven, which is where the ship departs from. Mm-hmm. So before we went, they gave us an Oktoberfest celebration. And during the Oktoberfest celebration, it's outside, it's off the ship, and they had beer and pretzels and an oompa band and folk dancers. And one of the adventure guides came with this like big, almost like a pretzel balloon. Mm-hmm. That's the picture I had given you.
Yeah.
I'm not a beer drinker, but my husband said the beer was really good. I just got some soda, but the pretzels were amazing.
Nice. Yeah, I'm a big pretzel person. So I think I'd really like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you took off, right?
So then we took off. The river cruise, usually probably about 95% of the time, is cruising in the evening, unless mm-hmm. it's going in between ports. I'll tell you about that later. So the next one we stopped at was Passau, and I probably am butchering these names. It was really cool. We did a walking tour of Passau with a marzipan-making activity. And we took a tour. The tour guides were dressed, not the adventure guides, but the tour guides were dressed in, you know, old-timey stuff. And they had on, you know, German, can't think of the name of the outfits.
Like Lederhosen?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And it was fun. It was 18th century period. And we got to see St. Stephen's Cathedral with its 17,000 pipe organ. The marzipan was so much fun. It was a chef, and he taught us, and we made a marzipan pig. And then we went and had lunch on the ship. And then there was another opportunity for a afternoon tour. And since I'm not a big beer drinker, because the first one was a brewery tour and going to a monastery, I chose the tree path coughing. We walked among the treetops, It was 41 connected towers that give you these amazing views of the Austrian Alps. And It was a little bit outside my comfort zone, but it was so much fun.
So did you have to climb it, or was it like...
Oh, yeah. You climbed stairs.
Yeah.
You climbed stairs. But at one point, we were up as high as we were going to go, but there mm-hmm. was an area where you could go up even more. And I looked at Russ and I'm like, yeah, I'll meet you down here. And he went up and do that and took some pictures.
Nice.
But it was fun. It was just something different that I would never have done anyplace else. And then the next day we went to, where did we go to? The next day we went to Salzburg. So there were some choices on things to do. And then one of the things to do was exploring the salt mines and lunch at a local restaurant and then dinner on the ship. So the salt mines were so cool. At one point, you're at a point where they put you, so you get there and they put you in these white, one-piece outfits. Actually, no, they were two-piece. But it's so that you don't get stuff on your clothes. And it's mm-hmm. easier for you to slide down the slides. So you get there and you go on almost, it's like a little train. You straddle it, and that's what brings you up into the mines. You get up there and then you have to go down a slide, and they take a picture and it was fun. It really was. And then we get to the second slide and I thought, oh, this is fine. It was much longer than the first one. No wonder they didn't take a picture on that one. But it was really cool. At one point you're straddling, you're partially in Austria and partially in Germany.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So they take a picture of everybody, having one foot in Germany and one foot in Austria. And then we went to this amazing restaurant for lunch. And they, most of the people had schnitzel. They made me chicken schnitzel. it was so good. So good. And so that was that day. And then they said there was a Sound of Music sing along, but it was really, we went on and everybody sang. We did karaoke.
Okay.
So cool. It was funny.
And yeah, I was going to say they have to do something Sound of Music there, right?
Well, the other tour went to explore Manzi, which is where the Sound of Music was filmed. And in Salzburg, they brought us to the place where they did the Do Re Mi song. Mm-hmm. And they showed us pictures of it now and then. It was really cool. And we ported in Linz that night. And so the next day, we went to...
Milk,
thank you.
I'm looking at your list here.
So the thing you went to there is you had a choice of going to the Abbey or going on a bike ride from Dürnstein to Krems or going to an apricot farm. And we chose not the bike ride. we went to the Melk Benedictine Abbey. We toured Dürnstein. And some of the people hiked to the castle. It was really rainy, so we did not hike. We just walked around the town. It was fun. The Melk Benedictine Abbey was a privately guided tour, and it was cool. And then in the afternoon, we did the tour of Dürnstein and the hike to the castle. And what they did was... Some of the people went to an apricot farm because apricot is normally very popular there. But the issue was there was a disease that some of the trees got, a lot of the trees got. And so this year they had like hardly any apricots. They actually had to ship them in to do all the stuff that they usually do.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Then we went to Vienna. And Vienna had a panoramic city tour, touring Schönbrunn Castle, a private marionette show, and strudel making. And the other one was a bike ride. We did not take the bike ride again.
I was going to say, did you do it this time?
We did not do any of the bike rides. Okay. But we went on a really cool motor coach tour of Vienna. And then we got to go to historic Schönbrunn Palace. And they did a private marionette show for us. I have a video of Russ. They taught him like how to use the marionette.
That's cool.
And then we did a strudel making demonstration. And what they would do is they would have one of the kids come and do the demonstration, you know, they would have them do all the demonstrating.
Nice.
And then in the afternoon, we went to Bratislava in Slovakia. And we did a walking tour. And then we had lunch and we explored Schlosshof. And that was nice. They had, so we were there, but there were also other people there. They have, it's a buffet. So there was a lot of food and it was cool. They told us about, one area they had where you made, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Strudel?
No. Mix it.
Goulash?
Yes. And Russ helped make that. They had these, oh my God, that's a different place. The places are getting mixed up for me. Okay. And then the other option was spending time on your own in Vienna. But we were really glad we went to Bratislava. It was fun. Then that night they had a Mozart and Strauss concert at Schönbrunn Palace. We cool. missed it. we were just very, very tired. Yeah. So we ended up staying in. The people that went to it said it was a lot of fun. And it was just nice to have a night off.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that it's just a lot of go, go, go. And you don't have to, which right. is why, like, one morning we skipped a tour and this evening we skipped that. So it was neat.
It is hard though, because you want to do all the things, you know, especially if it's you haven't been to these places before. I totally get that.
And what they did was, so when the people went on the bike ride, they moved the ship and they met us where we moved.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that was neat. And then the next day we went to Budapest. Budapest, they went to during the day because they wanted us to see the scenery. So they had like almost like a viewing party. Everyone was up on the top deck and it was a little cold because it was the morning. So we're all like, we have blankets and they get around this curve in the river and it was just magnificent. It was just so beautiful to see Budapest like that. And then we had they'd set a panoramic tour of Budapest. It was like a quick walk. This is that, this is that. and we went to the Central Market Hall. Well, that was really cool.
That is cool.
Then we did a little bit of a tour on a bus on the way to go to the Lazar Equestrian Park. That was really, really fun.
I think I did that. Lindsay, did we do that? You're muted.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, I think we did.
When we went to the expo, the River Cruise Expo?
Yeah, we did. We went to the...
They do like a demonstration of the riders and all that. Yeah.
Of the old
that was so
farming
cool.
techniques.
We took a carriage ride. Russ helped make goulash. They had a petting zoo. We had lunch there and they had folk musicians. It was really neat. And then the next morning, we were done.
So that's cool. You get to Budapest in the daytime and then you still get to see it at night and you spend one more night
on the river. Then we spent one extra day in Budapest. We took a Jewish cultural tour.
Oh, nice. Very
nice. Yeah.
That's cool.
So what other questions?
So, I mean, we kind of touched on what is different with like how the setup is with, you know, you can have connecting cabins and there's stuff for the kids to do. But can you talk a little bit about the Disney difference and why people would do this? Like, it's really not like going to one of the parks, but you still get that, like, that level of service that Disney's known for. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So there was a stuffed Mickey and Minnie dressed in Lederhosen, and each day Minnie traveled with them. So Mickey just sort of sat on the front desk. But every day they would give Minnie to a different family and they would have them take pictures with them.
Cute.
And there were only about 6 families with kids. So that worked out perfectly. And the last person was an adult who was so excited. but it was really cool because the last night they did a whole thing with all the different pictures that they had taken. And they put in the pictures of Minnie when she was with everybody. It was fun.
That's cute.
The adventure guides were always there for you. If you had any issues, food issues, they were there. They didn't eat with us. They ate with the kids a few nights, but like when we were in the dining room, we never saw them except for the last morning. We did the last one of the season, and the 4 of them, you could tell they had been working together for a while because they were finishing each other's sentences. And one of the guys was from Budapest. The 2 girls were from the US. One lived in California and worked at Disneyland. The other worked at Disney World and lived in Florida. And the other guy was from, I think it was Liechtenstein.
Okay.
I could be wrong on that, but it was fun. They would, if we were going out on our own, we would ask them for suggestions. So especially like when we went to Budapest, since one of the guys was from there and the other guy worked at the Lazar Equestrian Park sometimes. So they gave us suggestions on things to do, on places to eat. When we went to, where was it? We went someplace and we were asking them some suggestions and they pretty much told us what, you know, when you go on a tour and it's in a famous place, they always, the tour guides always tell you, go a few blocks away because the food right around the tourist areas are more expensive and the food's not as good. Mm-hmm. And so they would give us some, they would either point some out when we had a free lunch or they would tell us, and they were spot on. It was the Disney service that we come to expect, especially from high-end Disney stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a problem, you tell them and they are right on it. These 4 and they're all like 20 something, they worked so hard. They worked the whole week. They had the week before off. But they worked, they were working, you know, they would get up at like 6 in the morning and they wouldn't go to sleep till after 11.
Wow.
I mean, they worked hard. But the cruise line gives out free postcards so that you can write home. and they even pay for the postage. Well, Disney one night gave us postage. Disney one night gave us postcards. They weren't Disney postcards. They were postcards from the area. Mm-hmm. But they're like, oh, write yourself a postcard, send it home. We celebrated my birthday because it was like 2 weeks before my birthday when we were on there. Mm-hmm. I got a cake at dinner. I got a birthday card signed by the crew and the four adventure guides. I got a special birthday pin. That's the other thing. So they send you a lanyard with, it just says, it looks like a Disney name tag and it says Adventures by Disney. You're supposed to write your name on it. Of course, we kept forgetting to bring ours with us. After the first day, most people didn't wear them. Mm-hmm. But it's a good memorabilia to bring home. And they give you pins based on where you're going. So there's a different pin for each city that you go to. And they send you something beforehand. It's a box. And I videotaped opening it. And it has this really nice backpack with two water bottles. And that's where the pins were. And there was a set of pins for each of us. There was the water bottles and the backpack my husband took off with. And those are his now. So he said, we'll have to go on another one to get me a backpack.
Nice.
it's definitely a high end. It is expensive, but it's worth every penny.
Yeah. I love that your husband loved it, but I'm not surprised that he loved it. And I really want to see his pictures because he takes such good pictures of stuff.
I still need to share some. So
you should make a photo album, like do one of those, like Snapfish, you know, just make an album of it.
We should. You can show between people. The two of us and the pictures they had.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 2,000 pictures or something. Oh ridiculous.
My goodness.
We went.
Well, maybe don't put all that in a book.
Oh no, no, that would be big and expensive.
That's awesome.
That is that is one cool thing about the adventure guides. They are never without a camera, and any opportunity they're taking photos. So even if you forget, you're going to get a whole ton of them. At the end of the cruise, did they do the whole video?
Yes. First they did. Yeah.
Yeah. Explain this one.
So first what they did was they did a video with the photos from Minnie. And then they did a video with some of they handpicked a bunch of photos. And then at the end, we would go up and we would scan a QR code and get all of the other photos. We had one couple that was on there, probably about our age. And the guy was an amateur photographer and he had his big camera. Russ went back and forth whether he should bring his and he didn't. But he said in a few months that he was sending us all a link to all the photos, but he wanted to really go and fix them. So he took photos also, but you know, we don't know if we're actually going to get them. Hopefully we will. I have his wife's information, so, but I
You're
mean,
like, where are my pictures?
You make friends. It's, you know, sometimes you like people come back and they say, oh, we made friends. And I'm like, you were with them for a week. Well, you know what? You do. It really, because you're close with these people and you're going on tours every day and you're seeing what they like and what they don't like. And you don't spend that much time with some of your friends, you know, mm-hmm. in that close proximity. There were less than 200 people. In fact, I think there was about, I think it slept 152 and we had 124. So there wasn't, you know, you didn't wait at all for the dining room. There was always some place to sit. We liked sitting with other people. So we were sitting at different tables each night. The wait staff was excellent. It was just really, really good.
That's awesome. All right, cool. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. And thank you, Robin, for being here and sharing your trip with us.
Thanks for having me.
On behalf of George, Lindsay, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.